This is always a very difficult thing to do because you take it two people that have never met before. You're asking one of them to pour out their life to the other person they've never met before, and then you're saying, oh, why don't you go write a song about it? Can you have it done tomorrow? And we do. And it's because it's an honor and a privilege to get to do this for these veterans because we love them. And it is an extreme matter of trust. It's an extreme leap of faith for what they do to trust us with their lives and hopefully come up with a really good story about it. Because they've already got a good story. So hang on, let me see if I can. Because I'm old and I need it up higher. Huh? Well, that would be too far. I met Gail yesterday, and Gail has a marvelous spirit, a marvelous story, a marvelous human being. She served in the Navy for 22 years, and she didn't leave because she wanted to. they kind of downsized her, and that was not whatever. But when Gail joined, I have to explain a couple things. My wife says I have to explain a few things in the song so you'll understand it, you'll dig it a little more. In 1973, when she joined the Navy at 18 years old, she had to get her parents' permission. If you were a female, you couldn't join the armed forces at that time under 21 without your parents' permission. Things have changed a bit. When she joined, one of the few things that she remembered about going was being out at Cleveland Hopkins Airport and Don Ho singing I'll Remember You as she got on the plane, which I thought was just a sweet, sweet memory. She went down there. She was terrified. She was thrown into a thing. And the funny thing was, this again show you the difference between 1973 and today, is that when she got to boot camp, sergeant, I guess, at the time, said, basically, here's your instructions. Don't run. Don't shout. You're a lady. And you wear lipstick, which she had never done in her life. So things changed a little bit. It was not exactly what she thought she was getting into. There are a lot of things that happened. I have to explain. Her sister joined. Her sister came out of college and as a nurse and joined the Navy. And so she was an officer. Okay, because this is important. And Gail was an enlisted person, even though she was a chief. But her sister still outranked her. That meant that if she saw her in uniform, whatever, she had to salute her. And she refused the entire time she was in the Navy. I believe the only time she actually saluted you was on the day of your retirement, was it not? And your retirement. Okay, I thought it was her retirement. Okay, your retirement. And Gail said she made everyone know that she had never saluted her sister the entire time she was in the Navy, and she saluted her as her final act in the Navy, I guess. Well, I'm losing stuff. Hang on. I need all this because I can't remember anything. I'm not Ray Flanagan. Her favorite time was the time on Diego Garcia. Diego Garcia is a British naval port in the Indian Ocean. It is 4 degrees south of the equator. I know these are important. And the one thing you should know about Gail most of all, she loves to dance. It's a little thing I call Gail in 3/4 time.